The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor van Vieren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream from the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
And welcome to another edition of the Daily Witness podcast. We are your hosts, Trevor and Megan from Fearon, all the way from Port Elizabeth.
Hey, everyone.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us again on our next episode.
And this is part three of Mind Control. And before we jump into this topic, and this is going to be a great episode.
Yes, it's going to be a fantastic episode.
And let's just welcome our Father.
Yes.
Dad, we welcome you.
Jesus is in the room.
We thank you. We thank you that you are always here. Thank you for helping us even comprehend that and understand that. You are here in the studio with us.
Mm.
And we genuinely appreciate that. And so, Dad, there's things that you want your children to know. There's things that you want your children to understand. Things that they can see that they've never seen before. And they'll know that they need to act upon it and make changes. And so, Father, we are your vessels and we yield ourselves to you.
Yes, Lord.
And I pray that you think through our minds. I say, speak through our vocal cords, Father. And get your word across to your children. We thank you for all your help. We thank you that your word will not return void. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Guys, agree with that prayer. And be open to hear the message that we have to share with you. Because if you are open to it, you could change everything in your life.
Yeah. So, we are talking about mind control. I really enjoyed this when the Spirit of God opened this up to me.
Because it's an amazing topic.
Honestly, I genuinely believe it came from a time of inadvertently reading through Ephesians chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 3, which is a famous prayer that the Apostle Paul prayed. And Kenneth Hagin said he was praying that prayer on and off for months. And he said, my goodness, he said the Spirit of God opened up his mind and allowed him to see things. And he said to his wife, what on earth have I been preaching for the past 12 years? And me just reading his book and then going through Ephesians chapter 1 and Ephesians chapter 3. And every believer can do it. It's not just reserved for preachers, you know. But I have never, ever seen the condition of the mind that way before. I mean, when I realized that the mind, call it the mindset.
Yes.
Not the brain as much. And the brain is involved in it, but that's housed in the physical body.
And they call it a mindset because your mind is set on a certain way.
Oh, that's good.
I thought so too.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Realizing that the mind fell and there were consequences to that fall, such as we see it today in our society, depression, bipolar. You said
multiple personality
disorder.
That's
right. schizophrenia, mm-hmm. all sorts of mental illness.
Yes.
As a result, consequence.
Even the normal negative mindset.
Yeah.
Someone who can't see anything positively.
Consequence of the fall of man. And people don't know that.
Yes.
They really don't know.
They're now, just like, I've just always been like this.
Now we prayed that prayer, right? Now watch this. Spirit of God makes this statement here, and I'm going to say it. He says, if those people, and we've mentioned as well, off air, that there are psychiatric hospitals.
Mm.
In other words, there's nothing wrong with the person's physical body.
Yes.
They could live up to 80, 90 years old, but they are patients because of their mind.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
Consequence of the fall.
Yes.
So you can see the repercussions that came from that. The day Adam died. And we know we've been through this in the previous two episodes. If you haven't heard it, go and listen to Mind Control Part 1 and Part 2.
Mm.
But we said death is the absence of life.
Mm.
God is the only source of all life.
Mm. And they died spiritually. So they were separated from life, the source of life.
And a good example of that is what happens if you take a plant. What?
You were going to say. You pull it out the ground.
Well, I was going to say, it's in a pot and you move it over into the shade permanently so it's got no access to light. And then you don't give it any water and you leave it alone. That plant is still in the pot.
Mm.
But over time, it wilts away.
Yes.
It's busy dying. It's the absence of life.
Mm.
And that is what happened to the mind. Watch this. Of all mankind.
Yes.
Now, I mentioned earlier, I said the Holy Ghost makes this statement. We prayed that prayer and I didn't finish it off and I'm going to do it right now. We've mentioned people with schizophrenia,
mm-hmm.
people suffering from bipolar, depression, all sorts of mental illnesses, people that are patients of psychiatric hospitals and so forth and so on. And we've heard of some serious horror stories in those cases in different countries. And the Holy Ghost says this. He asks this question to you. It's a rhetorical question, so don't even bother answering. I mean, I come from experience. If those people experienced consequences of the fall of man in their minds, what makes you think you have escaped it?
Mm. Even when you're born again, you haven't escaped it. Our Father was so merciful and He made a way for us to be connected to Him again. Because in the fall, Adam and Eve were separated from God. They were separated from life. But He made a way for us to be rejoined with Him, reconnected to the source of life.
Yeah.
But the mind, that is for us to work on.
That's right. So what I'm saying is, what makes you think that you have escaped?
Mm.
We're showing you how serious this is.
Yes.
That's what we're really doing. We're showing you the seriousness of the fall of man.
We are literally taking a spotlight and shining it on the main problem.
Yeah.
In everyone's life, in every situation, it's all about a mindset.
And like you said, we've mentioned some pretty extreme cases, but I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And, you know, as you work backwards, we spoke about severe cases, people being in psychiatric hospitals. I mean, they can't even think properly. They're just walking around in circles, like, and zombies, mumbling and so forth. That is an extreme case. A super extreme case is in the case of suicide.
Yes.
Someone says they can't handle it anymore. Now, we know there's a lot of demonic pressure that's involved in all of that, but that is a point of pressure on the mind.
Mm-hmm.
See? Now we work backwards. Someone that is not as aggressive in that aspect, but like you say, someone that's negative.
Yes.
Someone that's consistently negative. That is a consequence.
Of course.
That, even if they're born again, I mean, we've met Christians that are negative.
Yes.
Born again, filled with the Spirit.
Yes.
Speaking in tongues. Will worship God and love God and even tithe.
Yes.
You know, people like to quote those things as if it's a major turning point. But what I'm saying is, you can't escape the consequence of the fall of man. I'm saying it has affected every person. We knew someone who was devastatingly negative. Mm. They weren't depressed, but they were very negative.
Mm.
And now you work your way back. Work your way back where it's not as aggressive, but you can still see the consequences of it. So what am I saying is that no one has escaped that.
Mm.
Absolutely nobody. The fall of man. Now, that mindset can affect you in your marriage.
Yes.
It can affect you in your finances.
Mm-hmm.
It can affect you in your physical health. It
can affect you in your job.
It can affect you in your job,
yes. It can affect you with how you raise your children.
Yes. And the list just goes on and on and on. And then I just want to touch briefly on this because the Spirit of God gave this to me some time back when he started talking to me about this, but we're talking about the consequence. In other words, the scripture says, death passed upon all men. And it came from Adam, of course, as we know. Death passed upon all men. And that every man, every woman that was born in this earth, their minds were dead. In other words, it's going back to that image of a plant in a pot, and the pot has been taken out of the sun,
yes,
and it's been moved over into the shade. So it doesn't have access to sunlight anymore, doesn't have access to water anymore.
Mm.
So it starts discoloring.
Mm.
The leaves start wilting. The stalk goes from a dark, rich green to a pale green.
Mm.
The plant that once stood up firm and strong, it can't even hold itself up anymore.
Yes.
It's floppy. And that's where everyone's mindset is, unfortunately.
But you can change it.
You can change it. We're getting to that. But before we get to that, you need to know. You can't think that you are exonerated from what happened. You can't think that you are free from what happened. And you've got to realize that there are consequences to that.
And then I just want to say, you know, as you're listening to this, if you're one of those people who have got, it feels like the world is against you, and everything is just going wrong, and why are things not working out for you?
Yeah.
And you followed the pattern in your family and your grandparents and your great-grandparents, and you feel like the family is cursed. Well, guess what? This is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
This is a mindset that is, you've been rooted and grounded in this mindset. It's been since the fall of man.
Yeah, yes, your family is involved, but not to the degree that you think it is. Mm. It's just a consequence of the fallen state. You got to understand, before this, the mind was in a glorious state. It was lifted up on high.
Yeah.
It was in the presence of God. I mean, what a place to be.
Yeah.
There was no such thing as mental illnesses and psychiatric hospitals and depression and all that. That wasn't even a thought.
That was never even supposed to be part of life on earth.
But it's a result of death.
Yes.
It's a result of death. The brain, the mindset wilting because of a lack of life.
Mm.
Now, yes, we who are born again, we get to change that.
Mm.
It's not changed automatically. Let me emphasize on that. It's not changed automatically.
Mm.
Your spirit is completely converted. There's absolutely nothing wrong. Your spirit has seen complete transformation in salvation.
Mm, it is completely brand new.
Yeah, it's
like
completely
a creature that's never existed before.
Your spirit, let me help you out. Your spirit is the only part of you that has been lifted up again.
That's seated with Jesus.
And the good news is, because of that, you can change your mind.
Mm.
But let's just talk a little bit more about the consequences of the fall of man. And I really want people to understand so that they can see, oh, I've got to actually deal with my mind.
Yes.
Because a lot of believers are focusing on this and they're focusing on that and they struggle so much.
Mm.
And the mindset plays a massive role in your life. And you're not dealing with it.
Well, look, I mean, look at the book that Joyce Meyer wrote, The Battlefield of the
Battlefield
Mind.
Battlefield of the Mind,
people
yeah.
are getting onto the bandwagon of realizing the mind is powerful.
Oh, tremendously powerful. I heard Creflo Dollar say this one time in a broadcast. This was years ago. And I just loved the way he said it. And I didn't have comprehension on this topic the way I do now. But back then, he said, you got to see your mind as the joint between your spirit and your physical body.
Mm, yes, that's good.
So the mind is the go-between the physical body and the spirit. That's how they are joined.
Yes.
It's not spirit, body, and mind.
Mm-mm.
It's spirit, soul, and then body.
Yes.
And we know the mind is made up of the soul, up of mind, will, and emotions.
Mm.
So anyway, some of the consequences to the fall, and this is an area which I find so interesting, and the Spirit of God really highlighted on this, and I'm just going to follow on through these notes. And he said, when the person fell, when the mindset came crashing down, and we use the term off-air, crash-landed.
Mm.
They saw no value in themselves.
Yes.
They saw no value in each other. We're continuing on this discussion, and I'm just going to highlight for time's sake. They fell below, far below the level that God created them to
yes,
be.
Yes, wow.
And because of that, everyone today is looking down on each other.
Mm.
But the scripture says, esteem others greater than yourself.
Yes.
But the world looks down on each other. Man has been struggling to get back to that place of value, so he tries to lift himself up.
Mm.
This is called pride.
Yes.
Because he's doing it in his own strength. Everyone is devaluating each other. Men abuse women. Women demasculate men. Races have been treating each other like slaves, selling each other like slaves. This is consequence of a fallen mindset.
Yes. Yeah, it's destructive.
It affected entire societies, entire nations. Mm. It affected economies.
Yes.
You just think, no, my mind's okay. Your mind didn't escape, pal.
Mm.
They don't see value in each other. People insult each other on social media platforms because of no value. Men insult their wives. Wives insult their husbands.
Mm.
This is a result of a fallen mindset.
Mm. And none of that is how our Father designed for us to live. It's
when politicians get to the top with a false sense of value, they treat their own citizens like slaves. That goes to seed automatically.
Mm.
So that they can stay at the top. Else, when will they get the opportunity again? They are scared to lose their place of a false value.
Mm.
Man's constant struggle to regain the position Adam once held has been a never-ending battle.
Mm. And would you believe that Jesus accomplished that for us?
That's right.
So...
I like to go on further. God is constantly struggling to get mankind to accept his true value.
How many people are out there that feel lonely and unloved and like they don't belong?
Yeah.
And the thoughts that go through their mind all the time. I mean, those are the thoughts that lead to depression and suicide and things like that. And they don't have to... They don't have to go down that path.
Now, here's the thing. When Adam fell, it was not just a case of him falling.
Mm.
Because who tempted Eve? Was the serpent. Okay. And what actually happened? God gave Adam and Eve authority.
Mm.
And they handed over that authority to Satan.
Mm.
So when they fell, they became slaves to Satan. And now that's why the scripture refers to Satan as the god of this world.
Yes.
And this is why we're seeing all this murder and this destruction and so forth going on, so forth and so on. But what I want to say to that is the idea is that man has fallen into... Call it like a pre-hell experience.
Yes. And a lot of people think that this is hell.
Yes. A lot of people actually say that inadvertently. And they say it jokingly. They don't say it with revelation. But with a degree of knowledge that they have. This is not how it's supposed to be. And this feels like hell and so forth.
Aren't we supposed to be experiencing heaven on earth?
Yes.
So people are experiencing hell on earth.
Yeah. And so... I like to see it like this, and the Lord just gave me this vision when I was like studying this topic. He showed me a mindset with chains around it, and that's just like the devil.
Yes, it's locked, it's trapped.
Because how else is man going to change his mindset in his own strength?
Oh, you can't.
You're dealing with a devil that's been around. We don't know for how long.
Mm.
We just got record of mankind's existence of 6,000 years.
Yes.
But how long has the devil been around here? And on top of that, he is the slave driver. He's the god of this world. So when all men died because of Adam, their mindset fell. And I see it with chains on it, keeping it trapped. And this is where... all these funny mental illnesses and diseases come from. This is where people are hooked, like you mentioned earlier. People want to murder. They just want to murder all the time.
All the things that are happening in today's world. We've got the different sexes that are confused. There's just so much stuff that's happening.
That's right.
That is all part of the progression of the mind.
And the good news is... that you can do something about it.
Yes.
And God has done some amazing things for us. And we're going to get into that topic in the next episode. So you've got to stay tuned and look out for Mind Control Episode 4. We hope you enjoyed this episode. And as we always say, remember, faith comes by hearing.
So keep on hearing. Hey, everyone. If you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ.
You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.